To do that, we're going to use pairwise comparisons. So here's what SPSS output looks like. Next week you'll be doing a factorial exercise in lab where we'll take a look at and analyze data, but here's the two things that come out for a between groups design. You get all the means, and notice that it's a 2x2 design. We have type of reinforcement, praise and criticism, and type of task, simple and complex. So that 7.6 is the cell mean for those people who received praise during a simple task. The 7.0 is the cell mean for praise with a complex task. And that total is that total of 7.3 is the marginal mean for everybody who got praise. The 7.2 is the cell mean for criticism of a simple task. The 2.4 is criticism of a complex task. The total, 4.6, is the marginal mean for criticism. And finally, underneath, you get the marginal mean for simple and complex. Now, if we look here, we can see that we have a significant effect of reinforcement. That significant test of reinforcement tells us that the praise marginal mean of 7.3 and the criticism marginal mean of 4.6 are statistically significantly different. That's all we need. We know they're different. We only got two. We know they're different. We can draw a pointy. We're done. Main effective task is also statistically significantly different. That tells us that the marginal mean of 7.4 for simple tasks and of 4.5 for complex tasks are statistically significantly different. So we know that people did better on simple tasks than complex tasks overall. We also have a significant two-way interaction of reinforcement and task. But all that that tells us is that there's an interaction. It doesn't tell us what the pattern is, and it doesn't tell us if the pattern matches the research hypothesis. In order to go farther, we have to compare the simple effects by comparing the cell means, and we need to be able to answer the question, how much of a mean difference is statistically significantly different? And in order to do that, we have an LSD. There's always four conditions in a 2x2 design. Small n takes the total number of people divided by the number of conditions, and that n goes in here. We can get the degrees of freedom and the mean square error. We plug them in, we click the button, we get the LSD minimum mean difference. Let me emphasize, the LSD minimum mean difference will only be used for comparing cell means. We don't use it to compare marginal means. We don't need to. This F tells us those two numbers, 7.3 and 4.6, are different. This F test for task tells us that these two means are different. That's all we need for main effects. It's for the interaction that we need to be able to compare cell means. If we have a mixed factorial design, we also need to get the number of conditions, which will be 4. N is now 20. Because we have 40 people, and those 40 people are in both week 1 and week 5. We need the degrees of freedom and the mean square error. We plug it in, we get our LSD minimum mean difference. So here's task presentation and task difficulty. It doesn't matter if it's between or within. We have an F interaction of 13.21, P of 0.012. Do we have a significant interaction? Our problem? What's the pattern? We know we have an interaction. We know there's some pattern there, but we don't know what it is. So we calculate an LSD minimum mean difference, and let's say that LSD minimum mean difference is 14. There's two sets of simple effects. You'll always end up looking at both. You'll always end up looking at both. Even though only one of them is the most direct test of the research hypothesis, we have two main effects, both of which have to be checked for descriptiveness, each of which requires one of the set of simple effects. So you'll always do both sets of simple effects. Let's look at the simple effect of task presentation. The simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks. What's the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Give me a number. And the simple effect is always a cell mean difference. So for easy tasks, it's 90 versus 70, or an effect of 20. Look at the LSD minimum mean difference. Is the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks significant based on the LSD? Yeah. For easy tasks, which did better? Paper. Is there a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Because the simple effect of 20 is bigger than 14. Is there a simple effect of task difficulty for paper presentations, comparing 90 and 40? Is that bigger than 14? Oh yeah. And is there a simple effect of task presentation for computer? No, because that simple effect of 10 is less than the LSD minimum mean difference of 14. Make sense? Same LSDs we used before, only instead of pairs of pairwise comparisons, it's now pairs of cell means describing a simple effect. Now, it's really important to check if the main effects are descriptive or potentially misleading. So here's the main effect. That should be for task presentation. I don't know where the hell the diff came from. Oh, difficulty, that's right, okay. Oh, this is horribly messed up. Main effect for task presentation. I wonder what's on the next page. That's how deep in the soup am I here. They're all different. Okay, fine. This one should say F for task presentation, not for difficulty. Up there where it says F diff, it should be task difficulty. Task presentation, damn it. All right. Do we have a main effect for task presentation? Look at that p-value. No. What is the marginal mean for paper? Oh God, it's Monday. Let's see, 90 and 40 is 130 divided by 2 is, oh God, 65? Yeah. Marginal mean for paper is 65. What's the marginal mean for computer? 65. Is that consistent with the p-value that tells us there's no difference? Good. Now, we have a null main effect, but still we have to know whether that's good general advice. Is that unconditional or is it conditional? Well, let's look. The simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks, was that significant? We got an LSD of 14. Is that 20-point difference different than 14? Yeah. How about for easy tasks? So, is the main effect of task presentation descriptive or potentially misleading? Potentially misleading. Because it isn't true for either easy or hard tasks. Here's our other main effect, and this one really is difficulty this time. Do we have a significant main effect for difficulty? Yeah. P is less than 0.05. All right, what's the marginal mean for easy? 80. What's the marginal mean for hard? 50. Does that 80 versus 50 seem to go with the p-value that tells us that there's a main effect? Sure does. Now, we have to know if that main effect is descriptive or misleading. Does the simple effect of difficulty for paper have the same basic pattern as the main effect? Is 90 more than 14 bigger than 40? So 90 versus 40, same basic pattern as the marginal means of 80 versus 50. Is the simple effect of task difficulty for computer the same basic pattern? Now stop. 70 and 60, the simple effect of task difficulty for computer, are they significantly different? Look at the LSD. No. So we've got a 50-point difference that's significant and a 10-point difference that's not significant. So one simple effect is significant, the other simple effect is not significant, the main effect is significant. Is that main effect descriptive or potentially misleading? When is it descriptive? Paper or computer? Paper. When is it misleading? Computer. Excellent.